soul. Breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Join Pastor Jackson and friends as we rightly divide the Word of Truth. You can find My Gospel Soul on Facebook, Twitter, but you can also find me, Janice Jackson, on Facebook and Twitter as well. Now, keep up with us also on the Janice Jackson Ministry website. That's at www.janicejacksonministry.yolasite.com. And remember, with God, all things are possible.
Amen, amen. Welcome to the show, praise God, amen. Welcome to My Gospel Soul with none other than your host, Apostle Jay, coming to you live from Houston, Texas. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done. We're going to start the show off right with a little bit of expressed image saying, revive me. Once again, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Touch me. Will you lay your hand on me?
Do it just one more time.
Father.
Father, revive me once again.
Will you tell will you come on down, still by me?
Do it just one more time.
Father.
Father, revive me once again.
With a child's heart, Lord, I humble and I prostrate. I bow down at your feet because I realize today, how precious that you are to
Father, revive me once again.
Amen. Father, revive me once again. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Sometimes you just need, amen, to be rejuvenated, refreshed, amen, restored. Amen. Glory to God. And you just have to all you got to do is ask him. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, praise God, amen. But when I need, amen, a refreshing, praise God, I ain't scared to ask, Lord, run it on fumes. Lord, I need to be restored. Fasting, praying, amen, consecrating yourself, amen, help with these things, amen. A consistent study life, amen. Getting in that word, amen, and being fed, praise God, amen. God will give you revelation upon revelation, amen. Once you, amen, understand, praise God, that God, hallelujah, will keep you. God will restore you, amen. He is the source, praise God, amen. Y'all know it's about that time. We're going to let you know what's going on. We're going to let you know what's going on in your weather, and then we're going to get into that favor statement, praise. Amen. So we're going to start off. Oh, y'all know Houston is all over the place. So now it's not raining. You know, I don't think it's really cold, but we're going to see what's going on in just a few seconds. Hallelujah. Amen. So numerous showers of isolated thunderstorms. You know, today is January the 26th, 2024. Amen. All right, let's see what we got going on. So showers, you know, and thunderstorms, isolated thunderstorms are in the Houston area near steady temperature in the mid-60s. East winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. The chance of rain is at 70%. For tonight, it's going to be mostly cloudy. Numerous showers with isolated thunderstorms in the evening. Patchy fog after midnight. In the mid-50s, north winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. The chance of rain is at 70%. It's going to rain. Hey, sure going to rain. You better get ready. I know. I had to do it. It's the weekend. Listen, God has brought us through another week. Praise God. Amen. I want you to enjoy your weekend, even though it'll be a little rainy. Tonight, it says tomorrow, it's going to be patchy fog in the morning, partly sunny, highs around 60, northwest wind 15 to 20 miles per hour. And Saturday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing up, cooler with lows in the lower 40s, northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour. And for that Sunday, so you don't have no excuse not to head to the house of God Sunday morning. It's going to be sunny, y'all. Highs around 60, north winds around 10 miles per hour. And Sunday night, mostly clear, lows in the upper 30s. You put on a jacket, the temperature is going to drop, okay? Put a jacket on. You know, don't be like me. Little country lady out there without my socks on. Don't do what I do. My body ain't got a million to it. I ain't told go outside with a flip-flop. I mean, covered up from the head all the way down to the ankle. Amen. God is so good to us. Can't do nothing. He can't do anything. He can do anything but fail. Can't fail, y'all. He ain't going to fail you. Glory to God. Hold on to his unchanging hand and watch. Amen. And see the salvation of the Lord. You're listening to My Gospel Soul, and here's our favorite statement.
My Gospel Soul, favor statement. God favors me today. God honors me today. I am a success today. I have God's special favor on me today. He makes his face to shine upon me today. He is gracious to me today. I am someone very special with the Lord. I like people and they like me. I am flowing in God's love, and others are receiving healing, both in mind and body, through my life and ministry. I am growing in the Lord. I am waxing strong in spirit. I am growing in wisdom, and I have favor with God and man. I obtain favor in the sight of all who look upon me. I shall have favor today with people. I will meet nice people today. I shall have good relationships with people today. I shall favor and honor others today. I will be a blessing to the Lord. I will be a blessing to others. I am a person of prayer. God is bringing me into favor and success today. Confess favor with people, businesses, your family, friends, city, boss, and co-workers, and everyone you come in contact with. This has been My Gospel Soul's Favor Statement. God bless.
Amen, amen, hallelujah. Y'all, in my description of the show, well, the title, I was reading it when I was posting it everywhere, and it said, how hinders you? So I changed it to who. I already fixed it. You know, if you watch, you say, how hinders you? Somebody with a typo. Yes, yes, I am. I can be a typo queen at times. Amen. So that has been corrected. Who hindered you is the topic today. Praise God. Amen. Who, what, where, when, how were you hindered? Who hindered you? Praise God. Listen, this is a question, amen, that you must ask yourself sometime. Praise God. Because you find you get up, you find, and you look around and you say, wait a minute, how did I get here? This is not, you know, this is not where I should be. How, who hindered you? Who got you off track? Who got you off track? Listen, and it's a question we all should ask ourselves, you know, when we get in that place. That's why I say it's not, God is not a God that he will not help you get back on track. It's a sign of maturity when you're able to say, hey, I'm off track. It's a lot of people that's off track, know they off track, and stay off track because their pride get in the way, and they don't want to, you know, just go ahead, humble yourself and say, Lord, I took a wrong turn, got in the wrong kind of business deal. It was my flesh. I didn't wait on you. Hey, who hindered you? We're going to talk about that a little later on. Next song comes to you is by your very own Pastor Jay, Father, right here on My Gospel Soul.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Father, Father, Father. Hey, every time I hear it, praise God, it reminds me of the things I have been through in my life where hindrances came and life caused hindrances and being rejected and being rejected by spouse, being, it's a man. And to know that it's power and just calling on him. Amen. Sometimes you don't know what to do, say, pray. Just call on Jesus. Amen. Father, hallelujah. Father God, amen. Here I am, standing in the need of prayer. And indeed, amen, I could say it's times in my life, amen, where it was difficult. It was hard. Hallelujah. The pain of it all was hard. Amen. And God had to, amen, take me in his arms. Hallelujah. He had to take me in his arms. Amen. He had to take care of his daughter. Hallelujah. Amen. And I just thank God for being so good to me. Hallelujah. I thank him, amen, for loving me, praise God, when I felt unlovable. Amen. For just being that healer, amen, that I needed. Glory to God. Amen. And I'm here to tell you, you know, sometimes life brings a fit of despair that you just wouldn't think you would fall in or you would be in that position, praise God. But I'm here to tell you, glory to God, it doesn't matter how dark it gets, praise God, God is there for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. All you got to do is call on him. I cannot express that any heavier, praise God. You just call on him. Don't alone. We do that a lot. Well, it's just me. Don't nobody care. Don't do it. Listen, call on his name. He's going to meet you right where you are. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Right where you are. Glory to God. He loves you. Okay. Look, people get to walk with you. Where your God at? Where you are? He's right here with me. Praise God. He's with me. Glory to God. Amen. And he's making a difference in my life every day. Where I am, it may seem like, amen, I'm at the end of my rope. Or it may seem like, praise God, that I'm not going to make it through. But I am. Hallelujah. I am. Hallelujah, because God said it, praise God, amen. If I'm in the rivers, he won't let them overtake me. Hallelujah. I'm in the wilderness, he'll be there, praise God. So I know in my dark place, he is indeed here with me, praise God. Keep your head, amen, up, and know that Jesus loves you.
In my life, tried everything, but nothing turned out right. Then the master, he took my hand. Yeah. Now he's leading me to the promised land. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Jesus, love me. Yes, my Jesus, he loves me. Oh, yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible
from From beginning to the end, I experienced his love. Now I found a true friend. He loves me. Just read the writing on the wall.
Amen, amen. Y'all know that song is about your very own. Amen. Yes, Jesus loves me. I wrote that song, well, sung that song with that inspiration because as an adult, I found myself singing that a lot. Rejection, abandonment, you know, different things that happen in this life. And sometimes you get a little jingle in your heart, a little song in your heart that helped you make it through, amen, some of those times. And yes, Jesus loved me was one of them. And I'm a little jazzy, so I was like, let me sing this, praise God, from my heart, the way I want to sing it, praise God. As a kid, it was, yes, Jesus loved me. But as an adult, praise God, amen, I said, let me really sing this the way I would like to. And then Minister Gary Osby jumped on that project, and we were in the studio recording, and he wrote what he, you know, his part right there in the studio. Amen. When I say it was an anointed session, praise God, yes, it was. And we had a good time with producer Falu, amen, an acoustical soul artist and producer. So, I mean, we had a very, very good time. Y'all know our topic today is who hindered you? And we will be over in Galatians 5:5. Amen. Glory to God. And we're going to do that when we come back. So get your Bibles ready. Get ready to take notes. Amen. Or just receive what God is saying to you today. We love to hear a word and say, I know who that word, but no, receive the word for yourself. Praise God. And then govern yourselves accordingly to become closer to God or a greater, praise God, in showing the love of God. We'll be right back. I want to play a little bit of Kenny Brown. Amen. That says victory right here on My Gospel Song.
Victory in Jesus. Exalt him among the nations. What our Father has told us.
Amen, amen. So excited. You know that the NAACP Awards is coming up. And I wanted to announce those that are being nominated in a category called Outstanding Gospel Christian Album. All Yours, Kiara Shear. Father's Day by Kirk Franklin, which we all know the significance of Father's Day to Kirk Franklin. Found out who his father was. And you can check that out on YouTube. Pastor Mike Jr. for Impossible. Powerful, powerful song. Jonathan McReynolds for My Truth. Maverick City Music, The Maverick Way Complete. Now, if you have not heard of Maverick City Music, when I say powerful worship, you go to YouTube and they have, listen, I'm talking about some powerful worship. Sunday mornings, amen, when I was having church in Texas City, amen, I would turn on Maverick City Music, and I'm telling you, the anointing, the Holy Spirit would fill the room, amen. So I am not surprised that Maverick City Music is on the list, praise God, for Outstanding Gospel and Christian Album. You're listening to My Gospel Soul. Amen. We're breaking the yoke of bondage through the power of the Word of God. Today's topic is, who hindered you? We're in Galatians 5. And those of you that know me, y'all know I love the book of Galatians. Amen. I'm a crusader at heart. Amen. Soul winner at heart, praise God. Believe in doing radical things for Christ. Amen. Radical things to win souls to the kingdom. So we're in Galatians 5. Before we get started, we will pray. Amen. Father God, come on in the room. Amen. Come on into this internet online broadcast. Amen. And have your way. Lord, we want souls to be set free. We want something to be said that will cause someone to say, what must I do to be saved? Or what must I do to be closer to you? Or a better Christian? And Lord, we thank you for it right now. In your son Jesus' name. Starting at verse 1. Amen. Chapter 5. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we all know, amen. Hallelujah. When we get a good word, amen, you get a good, you know, you got to chew on it for a couple of days. That's why I always tell people, take you some notes. Get you a pen and some paper, praise God. Write down the things that God revealed to you that you need to work on or study, praise God, or play this, replay this broadcast, amen. Hallelujah. Rewind, get the notes that you need and use it. The word is taught to you for you to grow. Amen. And every time I share the gospel, I'm feeding myself. It's a wonderful thing. Verse 1 in chapter 5 says, stand fast therefore in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Hallelujah. Amen. That's a powerful, it was a lot in this scripture. Amen. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty, in the freedom, praise God, wherewith Christ has made you free. Amen. The things that he has delivered you from, amen, glory to God, amen. It says to stand, amen, fast. Don't get yourself caught up. Make a decision quick not to go back or be associated with the former things. Because sometimes we feel like we can handle it. I can go back in there. I can deal. I can still be friends. I can still go out with them. I was talking on the show this week about gateway. Amen. We got to understand what the gateway is. Amen. The enemy will set you up for a fall. Praise God. So it says, stand fast therefore in your liberty. Glory to God. Amen. Take pride in your liberty. Come on, protect your liberty. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And be not entangled again, Jesus, with a yoke of bondage. And this happens a lot in relationships when you break it off with somebody and they show up with a box of candy and some flowers and you back in it. Amen. And we pray. You forget that you prayed and asked God to get you. Lord, get me out, Jesus. That's what you said. Lord, if you get me out of here, hallelujah. Person show up. The enemy knows when you're lonely, amen. And person show up, and now all of a sudden you back with them, and God done changed them, and all this. Listen, be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Praise God. Amen. Same thing with business deals, with friendships, with partnerships, with drug addiction, with alcoholism, or different vices that hold us captive in our lives. Praise God. Verse 2, behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if ye be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man who is circumcised that he is a debtor to keep the whole law. What he's saying is, he's saying, why is he talking about being circumcised? He's talking about the law. He was talking about us justifying our stuff. Amen. I'm going to do this because I can't go to jail for it, and it ain't a sin. And if we get to justifying, amen, going around different people and dealing with different folks, because we don't want to admit it's some part of us that's still kind of linked in. Amen. It says, but none of that will save you. It'll keep you in debt to someone, to the whole law. It'll keep you in debt to somebody. If somebody, you know, find out that you was back to smoking weed, and y'all know I'm just a real person. They'll find out that you're back to fornicating. They'll find out. And it's really the enemy trying to have something on you, something that will hold you, shame, disappointment. He'll find a way to have a chokehold on your life. Amen. It says, Christ then becomes of no effect unto you whosoever of you claim justification, there it is, by the law, ye are fallen from grace. Amen. I did that because I was mad. I did that. It was a heat of the moment. And the next thing you know, I woke up and the Lord, he knows my heart. Come on. Y'all know we do it. You know, I have heard people say don't segregate. God know my heart, the man upstairs and all this stuff. And you don't realize what you're doing is justifying your sin, which is giving the enemy a way to keep you in bondage. Come on, justification ain't nothing but a hook that the enemy uses to keep you in a repetitive cycle of sin. Come on, hallelujah, or bondage, praise God. It says, for we through the Spirit wait for the hope of righteousness by faith. We hope for, come on, we wait for hope of righteousness by faith. By faith we know, amen, hallelujah, glory to God, that righteousness, praise God, amen, hallelujah, it's covering us. Come on, hallelujah, glory to God, through the Spirit. And I was talking about the Holy Spirit. A lot of us get saved, but we don't receive the Spirit of God. Getting saved, amen, and receiving the Holy Ghost is two different things. When you get saved, amen, it's kind of like your benefit package when you start your job. Amen. They give you a job. They give you the uniform. They give you the rules, praise God. But they need to tell you how much you're getting paid, and they need to tell you about your benefit package. Do I have medical? Do I have dental? Can I put my spouse on there? You know, all this kind of stuff. So when you give your life to Christ, amen, the Holy Spirit is your benefit package. It's your love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, gentleness. All of that is your benefit package. Glory to God. Grace is in the benefit package. Deliverance is in the benefit package. Deliverance is in the benefit package because when things come up later, as you serve God, you'll find out things about yourself that you didn't know was there. And the Lord will say, okay, now that I brought it to surface, amen, because some folks think they're not a liar, but you ain't been put in a situation, amen, and you lie. Once you got in that situation, and the Lord say, okay, that right there, it's not for you to give up on God, but for you to allow the Holy Spirit to cleanse you, amen, so that you don't have to walk this thing out with that particular vice in your life. Come on, hallelujah. Amen. I love teaching. Glory to God. I just want to teach you today. Glory to God. And so, amen. So you need the Holy Ghost. You face that night and when nobody's around and it's quiet and put on your worship music and admit, be honest, you know, if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you just been speaking in tongues because you've been saying stuff because it sound good, but you know you have not received it. lay it out on your face. Come on. Prostrate and say, Lord, fill me with your Holy Ghost. Lord, I love you. Lord, empty me. You come on. Hallelujah. Let that worship, praise God, go in. Hallelujah. Saturate the house. Let his spirit fill the room. Hallelujah. And allow, amen, the Holy Ghost, amen, hallelujah, to come, amen, into your life. Glory to God, amen, and sanctify you. Glory to God, because you need your help. Amen. Hallelujah. The scripture says Jesus left the prepared place for us. He said, where I go, amen, you will be also. But until then, I'm going to send this comforter. Hallelujah. Which is the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Ghost. So, you know, that's you need him. Hallelujah. Verse 6. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision availeth anything nor uncircumcision. In other words, none of that has anything to do, amen, in Jesus Christ. It says, but faith, which worketh by love. Hallelujah. Where is your faith? My God, hallelujah. The law, will protect me, the this and that. God knows my all that. You think all that's going to protect you? None of that has anything to do with Jesus Christ. It's by faith, which worketh by love. Hallelujah. Faith, amen, is worketh by love. Hallelujah. Verse 7 says, ye were running well. This is when a lot of us, we don't like to be rebuked or checked. Amen. But right here, he was checking them. He said, ye were running well. Who hindered you that you should not obey the truth? He said, you was doing good. You was getting up praying in the morning. You was seeking his face. You was crying out to him. Come on, and this was going, and you went on for, I'll give you 6 months. It went on for 3 to 6 months. You was just full of zeal, going to church, was humble, and changed your whole household to be conducive, amen, to a righteous life, to righteous living, amen. And all of a sudden, something happened. Hallelujah. You don't pray as much as you used to. Come on. Kind of slacked off at church. You know, your attitude is back from the what it say, the entanglement. Hallelujah. Your attitude, bad attitude is back. So let's ask the question. This is what the scripture say. Who hindered you? What hindered you? Where did you get off track? Glory to God. And like I say, we got to ask these questions, amen, on our face. It keeps us praying and reaching out to God. It keeps us in a repentant state, which is an humble state, praise God, not being lifted up in pride, praise God. Because some of us, we know that we are hindered. We know we're not living right. We know that we done went back to our old ways. It may not be the extreme of our old ways, but we got little specks of it in our life, praise God. Amen. You got to see, did you lose faith? Amen. Why are you calling that man that you used to sleep with so he could pay your bills? Why are you calling him now? Is it because you don't have enough faith to make it through? Amen. Money being tight? Come on. You didn't saw somebody else with a man and now all of a sudden you got to have one? This is the same thing, men and women. What is it that came to your life that you allowed that got you off track? Once you identify what has hindered you, come on, hallelujah, then that is the thing you place on the altar and say, Lord, deliver me from this right here. Because a lot of times we invite people back in our life and we don't realize there's something on the inside of us that we're lacking that's causing us, praise God, to pull these dark entities back in our life. Amen. Do you lack faith in an area financially? Do you lack faith because you can't deal with being lonely? Do you lack faith? You know, come on. You have to pinpoint what that thing is, amen, that's causing you to constantly backslide back into a situation that God, amen, wants to bring you out of. Come on, amen. Just trying to help somebody today. Glory to God, amen. So once you pinpoint that you're able, amen, to get free. Let's read on, see what it say. Praise God. Amen. It says, this persuasion cometh not from him that calleth you. Amen. A little heaven leaveneth the whole lump. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump. Just a little bit. And some of us say, well, I didn't drink a whole bottle of liquor. I just got a little bit of the champagne glass. But just that little bit. We talk this whole scripture right here, verse 9, this Galatians 5 and 9. This is talking about that gateway. Oh, I'm just going, and I tell myself this when I'm eating sweets, praise God. Oh, I'm going to just get one cookie. But I live alone, so I look around. Ain't nobody here to watch how many cookies I'm going to eat. Then it turns, one cookie turned into two cookies. Two cookies turned into, come on. I done ate half of the pack of cookies now, and I ain't bothered by it because who am I going to answer to about these cookies? And it's the same thing when we start pity-patting with sin. Oh, I'ma just go into the club. I ain't gonna drink. I ain't gonna dance. I'ma just sit there and enjoy myself. Okay, so you didn't justify that. Now you gonna go next week. Next week, guess what? Somebody gonna offer you a drink, tell you you pretty. Next thing you know, you gonna accept that drink. You know. Then here we go. You in there now. You find drink. You got. Look at home. You're going to pour you up a glass while you watch TV. I'm telling you, my point is, amen, it's a gateway. You'll say, I'm just going. That's how we do it. I'm just going to do this, you know. And you have to realize that the enemy is slick and cunning. He's setting you up. He knows that you have and I'm going to tell you this, and this is going to help you too. You may not know some of the things that's in you that's generational, but the devil do. Come on. I was telling the Bible study in the Bible study class yesterday, I was telling them, praise God, amen, that you may not, the enemy doesn't tell you, praise God, he doesn't tell you that you're going to end up addicted to crack cocaine. He just tell you, go ahead and try. You different from other people. Go ahead. You can handle it. They couldn't handle it. You can handle it. Before you know it, your whole life is flipped, turned upside down. Come on. Hallelujah. It's turned upside down. So you have to be ever so careful to protect your salvation, your sobriety, your freedom. Come on, amen. Little leaven, a whole lump. I have, verse 10, I have confidence in you through the Lord that ye will be not otherwise minded, but that it says, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. The Lord said, I'm going to deal with whoever hindered you. I'm going to deal with whoever hindered you. I'm going to deal with that trouble. Come on. I'm going to deal with it. Glory to God. Whosoever he be. So watch this. So you go tell yourself, well, I'm the one that's doing smoking weed. It ain't bothering nobody else. But we don't realize things that we allow in our lives, we put other people in jeopardy. We put other people, come on, amen. Like when husbands or wives, they cheat on each other and they bring somebody else into their marriage. And you don't realize you're going to suffer for that, and the person that you cheat with going to suffer for that. It's coming, whatever you sow, you're going to reap. So you can't live a life and think that it ain't bothering nobody. It's how drug addicts do that too. Oh, what I'm doing, it ain't hurting nobody. I ain't hurt nobody. Really? Really? But you just stole out of somebody's purse, stole a TV. You know, your kid, you left your whole family. Your kids don't know where you are. Your wife, you know, you... This is how cunning and deceptive that the enemy is. Come on. It affects everybody. When you are living a double life as a child of God, it affects your family because your family want to believe what you believe, but they can't because you saying one thing and you doing another. That's how the enemy wants your life set up. So God can't get the glory. Come on. You got to be able to identify the tricks of the enemies. Amen. Listen, y'all, I want y'all to study that whole chapter, Galatians 5. Amen. Get you some notes because when you get down further in chapter 5, you're going to need some paper. Amen. Hallelujah. You're going to need some paper because it goes on to talk about, amen, the works of the flesh are manifest. My God. It starts talking about some things. So this is a good scripture, a good chapter for you if you want to increase your studies, amen, and understand what sin is, what are the traps, what are the triggers, all that good stuff. Amen. We love you. Praise God. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back after this break. Amen.
Your voice, sing a new song. Don't look back, this is where you belong. You see, time gets hard and things get wrong, but Jesus will take it right when you had it.
Amen. Welcome back. Listen, just want to wrap up the show and say amen. Ask the question again. Who hindered you? Amen. Deal with those things, amen, that you have allowed in your life, amen, that you know through his word he said will separate you from the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Yes, he loves us and we can never be separated from his love, but we can, amen, disinherit the kingdom of heaven. I want to give a shout out to, amen, Out the Box Ministries. Out the Box Ministries, along with Eagles United Ministries, which is my ministry, we have combined, amen, for such a time as this. Praise God. We are over on, if you're in Houston area, we're 8389 Alameda Road, Suite H2, Houston, Texas, 77054. Come on out and join us, praise God, in worship, amen, at 10 a.m. Amen. Our time has moved from 4 p.m. to 10 a.m. We still have some things coming up, like the Woman at the Well Conference. We have a revival coming up. Those things will be happening at 4 p.m. Amen. Now, this weekend, praise God, we have, amen, auditions for the evangelistic play, Get On Board. I'm telling you, it's going to be good. Praise God. If you think you got what it takes, come on out. We're looking for some anointed actors, amen, some people that will bring this play to life. We're going to use it to win souls to the kingdom and hopefully in the future be able to go to different churches, amen, and share this powerful evangelism tool. So if you can sing, you can act, amen, come on out. We would love for you to read for a part and get on board. Praise God. Amen. Also, we want to let you know about the prayer line. Praise God. Listen, the prayer line has blessed my life. So, hallelujah. When I started on the prayer line with Pastor Isaac, amen, I had just lost my job, my car, and all this kind of stuff. God blessed me just on the past week, amen, with brand new, amen, vehicle. Not brand new, but it's brand new to me. And I'm able now to take people back and forth to church because, you know, hey, I love it. I love inviting folks to church. And I had a little bitty car at first, and I could only get like three people in there. But this one right here got three rows. Amen. I'm trying to pack it full for people to go to church. So if you like to be on the prayer line, you got a prayer request, praise God, or you've been looking for a 12 noon prayer line, this is it right here. When I say the man of God, amen, and women of God, be going forth in the spirit of God. It's a powerful thing. Bible study, singing, all that. A service. Hallelujah. You can call in at 712-423-3900. Again, the number is 712-432-3900. The code is 774-503. Call on in, amen. Don't call with no foolishness, amen. If you call in some foolishness, I bind it up right now in the name of Jesus. This prayer line is to win souls, it's to minister, praise God, and it's to get breakthrough, hallelujah, and to increase you, amen. If you don't have a time that you pray every day, this is perfect, praise God. Get on there, amen. It said with two or more touch and agree, amen, he'll be in the midst, praise God. Amen. Also, if you would like to sow a seed, amen, you can at $EaglesUM. Hallelujah. If you're part of Out the Box Ministries and you know that they are outreach and you want to sow, amen, you can sow at $OTBMTX. Praise God. Amen. That is Cash App. We love you all. Amen. Remember, without faith, it's impossible to please God. But with God, all things are possible. Who cares? God cares. God bless.